بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكون من الصالحين وعن عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الناس أفضوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا الناس نيام تدخل الجنة بالسلام أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Respected mothers, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this beautiful deen of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected this deen of Islam for the whole of mankind till the Yawm al-Qiyam. It is international, selected and chosen way of life by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator. And as a Muslims, we have dual responsibilities. A Muslim cannot be a selfish. Selfishness is not allowed in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen each and every soul for the benefit of the mankind. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted in the Holy Quran. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ It, O people, O believers, this is the address to the believers, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Khatimul Nabiyyin and final messenger of Allah. Then this is your definition, this is your identity, that you are kuntum khair ummatin, that you are the best people among the, all the creation of Allah on the surface of the earth. And why you are have been created or selected or chosen, what is the purpose of your existence in this world? Khayra ummatin. You are best people. Why? Ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanahuna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. That you always doing a good job or inviting towards good and forbidding from the evil, and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in this world as a perfect example to follow. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ Best example to follow, ideal, practical example. And if you search and study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Mubarak life of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find from the beginning he was beneficial to the people, even prior to the Nubuwwah. There are so many incidents. That was the nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, in his young age, he used to go to graze the goats and sheep of the people, right? And he has some partner with him. They both used to go together to the jungle and to the desert. And the whole day they used to spend over there. In the evening, when they used to return back with the goats and sheep, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be so shy, he never used to go to the master to ask for the money. He used to say to his friend, when you go to get your money, you just get mine too. So he used to ask, but we spent time together, we were whole day under the sun, you made an effort, why you don't want to go? He said, I'm feeling shy. And don't demand anything. Whatever he will ask, he will give you, just take it. There is no demand from me. That was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was not after world, after dunya, after wealth at all. There was an old lady, we know, the very famous incident in the beginning period of Nubuwwah. And because she did not understand about this new religion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was inviting towards oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she had a very heavy burden on her head. And because she was weak and old, she couldn't bear it, she couldn't carry that burden. And Rasulullah happened to just cross her in the street. He immediately went to her and said, "Oh, Ummi, let me carry your burden." And he took the whole burden on his Mubarak head and continued walking behind that old lady. And that old lady, after giving her burden to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, keep on talking bad words about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "Oh my son, you know there is a young man in our town. He's mad, he's crazy, he's, you know, swearing our gods and goddesses, and he doesn't believe in worshipping our gods and goddesses. He's inviting us to a new religion, and I don't know which kind of religion, so and so." You know, keep on, you know, swearing. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, carrying her burden and silently, quietly following her wherever she was going, not speaking any word, quietly. Look at the sabr and patience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A woman to whom he is helping, assisting, and she is saying bad word, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not clarifying, allowing her to speak whatever she wants to say. Towards the end, out of the skirt of Makkah, when her home or hut, whatever she was going towards, came, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put her burden off, said, "Yeah, this is my house. Yeah, now you can go." And after putting the burden, she said, "Oh young man, you are such a good person. You know, you helped me out, and you quietly, you just listen whatever I said, and I'm so impressed of your akhlaq and character. Who are you? I'm impressed with your akhlaq and your patience. Who are you?" Then Rasulullah said, "I am Muhammad ibn Abdullah. I am the one who is inviting towards Islam." And she started crying. "If this is your character and this is the religion you are inviting, I want to accept and embrace Islam there and there." And she embraced Islam on the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was the character of Rasulullah. Helping the needy, helping the poor, helping the person who is in need of. You know, we know that famous historical verse of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. When first Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got first wahi, first revelation on the cave of Hira, and he was scared, running out from the cave all the way to the house of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and says, "Zammiluni, zammiluni, no, cover me with the blanket, and I'm scared of my life. Things like, I'm going to die, I cannot take it. I have seen a very strange person today, and I'm going to kill myself." So he related what happened in the cave of Tawheed. So he saw Jibreel Islam, and revelation came to him. There and there, Hadith Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, with conviction, said, "Kalla, wallahi, la yugzik Allahu abadan. Oh my beloved husband, it will never ever happen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy you." And why Allah will not destroy me? And then she mentioned the 5-10 sentences. That you are helping the needy, you are feeding the hungry, you are trying to help the relatives, tying their relationship, and you are always there for social work. You have such a great character, sublime character, that kind of personality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not destroy it. So at that time, she convinced and comforted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with those 5 qualities, extraordinary qualities, which got nothing to do with the ibadah. She did not mention Allah will not destroy you because you are spending days and nights in the cave, aloof and alone, seclude yourself from the people, and you are worshipping Almighty Allah, you are dedicating, medicating yourself, and you devoted to the worship of Allah. No, she never said that. What she highlighted the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regard to the humanitarian service to the people. You are such a good person, Allah will not destroy you because you are doing so many beneficial things to the people. That was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? Any person used to get sick, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be there to help him out. Can I help you? Can I bring some medicine? That old lady used to spread the thorn on the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when one day he saw the path was clean, he said, "What happened? That lady did not throw the thorn on my way." He said, "He is sick. She is sick." Rasulullah immediately went to her house, knocked the door. "Oh, my auntie, can I help you? I am the same person." And she was shocked. That the person I am troubling every single day, throwing the garbage on his way. Look at today, I am sick, and he came to rescue me. He came to help me out. That was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.